last time on Thornvale.
And if you put it in some rice, it'll probably work again, but it's not working now.
Okay, that's fair.
Henry, your phone's definitely dead. I cannot have people, drunk people in particular, losing their minds during this parade. You just barely catch a glance of a man in jeans, and that's about all you can see of this guy. He dips out of view as soon as you notice him. This little creature sort of sits up after the cage is put down and walks over and just kind of like jingle, 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 and just pulls on the cage door, but it seems like he's pretty stuck.
Okay. Sammy's going to spray paint the guy.
And you, for just a second, you guys see this thing light up bright blue, and then it just fades again. I mean, you haven't tried to talk to it, period. You don't know what language it talks. As far as you know, all of the monsters that you've run across speak English, so...
I want to try to talk to it! Do you have a goal? What are you doing here?
Chaos.
Okay, then.
Masa, if I get you some alcohol, will you talk to us a little bit more?
And it nods enthusiastically.
Was there any way that we could attract your mates and get them to all come to us at once?
And it says, drunk people. They are somewhat attracted to beer.
Okay.
Like the stronger the alcohol, the better.
Okay.
So they do really like alcohol.
So what I'm hearing is we have to create a beer trap.
So you do know along this long parade route, there are a couple of different vendors, and one of the vendors is a local Thornvale brewery. And every single year, they bring an enormous vat of whiskey.
Are you suggesting that we break into the brewery to steal the giant vat of whiskey?
I think we're going to have to plan a whiskey heist, folks.
I thought you'd never ask.
Hello and welcome back to Thornvale. As always, I'd like to invite you to come talk about this episode on the Podcast Junkie Discord server. The link, as always, is in the show notes for every episode and is pinned to the top of our Twitter page. Also, we just want to say a big thank you to all of our fans, just because we've been talking to a lot of our fans recently and you guys have been sending us stuff on Twitter, and it's just really nice to like have people that watch our show and get excited about it like we do. So
listen to our show.
Yeah, they're literally, if you're hearing this, they're already listening to our show.
Right. I'm saying you said watch our show.
Oh, did I?
Yes. You did.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you were encouraging people to listen to the show, and I'm like, well, that doesn't work because they're already doing it.
I am encouraging them to listen to the show. I just wanted to correct you on air.
You should tell your friends. Thank you. I appreciate the pedantry. You should tell your friends to come listen to our show. That's our call to action. Go tell one friend about Thornvale. We would, you know, double our audience. That's how numbers work.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
That's how numbers work.
Correct. I would say, too, if you really enjoyed the show and haven't left us a review yet, definitely leave us if you really liked it, a 5-star review. You know, that really helps us get seen. It helps us kind of get hot on the different podcast services. And,
yeah, it does. And if you do, we'll probably call you out in our Instagram and say thank you for it. So we appreciate it.
At the very least, one of us will find it and share it with everyone else, because we literally do that with every single review we ever get.
We do.
We do.
We always, it's like, hey, we got a review. Oh, over to Podchaser. Oh, over to iTunes to go look at it. We get very excited.
Yes.
We do.
This flashback brought to you by your keeper's complete inability to ever remember to run Sammy's Start of Mystery move. Enjoy. Hannah, did we ever do your beginning of mystery move at all?
I don't think we did. I think we missed it on this one.
I don't think we did either. Did we do it for the last one?
I don't recall it either.
I have no idea.
Oh my gosh, I think we forgot.
Nice. We forgot at least once, if not twice. That's awesome.
Well, I had to like atone, so I wasn't in good standing for an arc or two.
Yeah. Hannah, before we keep going, I need you to go ahead and do your beginning of mystery move.
Okay.
Because this is totally the beginning of the mystery.
Shut up.
It's a six.
Oh, come on.
So that
on
means
a miss,
that
they ask you to do something bad.
Ask me to do something bad. Ooh. Yeah.
Oh no. Oh, what do I do? God, I don't know. Hang on, I need to think about this because the only thing that I can think of doing is the worst possible thing ever.
No.
So I think your organization calls you up and you answer the phone.
Is it my uncle?
Yep.
Oh. Hello.
And Blue answers the phone and says, "Sammy, I hope you're doing well. I've received some strange reports lately about problems with drunkards. I don't know, but I suspect there's a monster of some kind involved and I need you to look into it. Oh, and while you're at it, make sure no monster survives this time. I did not appreciate what I read in your report on the Dybbuk that it got away. Am I understood?"
Understood. I'll do my best.
I see. And he just says, "I hope you're doing all right, Sammy."
"Yeah, I'm fine."
"All right." And he says goodbye and hangs up the phone. All right. So with that, I want to get back to the show because I believe you guys had a heist plan.
Yes,
actually, there was.
What I just want to say before we get started, I never would have imagined that I would have said that phrase for this particular arc when I was writing it. But all right, go ahead. So you guys are talking about your heist. What do you do?
Right, so we're still at the base, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so we're in the base. We've met Masa and Bjorn. We finished. He did his mental calculus, kind of realizing, well, I want to get these things collected in one place now before it gets out of hand. And all he could come up with was find a bunch of alcohol. And that's when, I forget who knew, I assume it was Hannah, I'm trying to remember back, but she was like, "Oh, well, there's this whiskey."
Yeah. Sammy knows about the whiskey cart that comes out every year.
Yeah. So Bjorn is thinking that he has to do this, and he's just like, "Yeah, so I'm gonna..." And then he kind of pauses for a moment. He's like, "I don't feel comfortable just outright stealing the whiskey. I kind of want to do this on the up and up and talk to the sheriff or to captain about it."
Okay, so you're gonna call her?
Well, I'm saying that's everybody else.
Okay.
To see what they say first, but I am planning to call her.
And Henry just he looks at him and goes, "Hey, you can do what you want to do. I'm just ready to get this done."
"What if we don't seal it? We just open the doors so all the little guys can come in."
"I mean, that could work too. I mean, I guess I haven't really had much chance to think about it yet. All I've really thought about at this point is we need to acquire enough alcohol to collect them. But I mean, we could just go to the place. I mean, we'd have to go to the place either way. Maybe we just hope that it's enough to attract them just being there."
And Henry just sort of smirks and he goes, "Well, does anyone have a giant strainer? They all dive in there. We could just stir it around, strain it all out, pull them all up."
I know you're joking there, kid, but that's actually a good point. We need to actually have a way to capture them if this is going to work.
Nets could be effective.
They are 5 inches tall.
I don't think nets are really going to work. No, we need an actual sack is what we need. We need, like
a heavy duty sack.
Uh, uh, heavy enough. They're not going to have the strength to push out of it. We're going to need... Because, I mean, all...
Yeah, but they might bite their way out of it.
I mean, I can see them. I can grab them if we find some way to contain them.
Mm-hmm. Unless... Well, I mean, for the... I did mention this before, I believe. The container on which... the container where this whiskey is placed, doesn't it stand to reason there has to be some way to put a lid on it? I mean, we could just, if they're distracted, who's going to notice when we just clunk the lid down?
Wait, just to clarify, are you saying that we should trap all of the little things inside of the vat of whiskey and just close the lid on top of them?
Well... See, I know you're a terribly sensitive person, Sammy, but after what they have put me through, I don't particularly care if a couple of them end up shuffling off the mortal coil, if you know what I'm talking about.
I also have no qualms with just killing any of these things.
Sammy's bonded to one, so...
I'm upset, guys.
If you want to rescue it from whiskey death, then go ahead. You keep it. Make it your pet.
That's very tempting. But I mean, they're 5 inches tall. Come on, we can find some other way than killing them. We don't have to resort to that.
I'm sorry, but cuteness factor does not matter to me. I know I might sound heartless for this, but it's true. In this case...
So at this point, I was going to say, at this point, Bjorn's actually going to chime in and say, I know that, you know, the couple monsters that we've fought together have all ended in us needing to slay the monster for the most part, but, I mean, you saw what happened with the Dybbuk, you know, it just went back through a rift back to where it came from. I mean, that's always an option for us Dragonites. We can always open a rift and just throw it back.
Whatever.
Could you open a rift in the whiskey?
I don't know, Susanna. Could Bjorn or other Dragonites feasibly do that?
So, to open a rift, period, you have to have permission from the council.
Not gonna happen,
you do
apparently.
Anyways.
I do?
Yeah. Okay.
Hmm.
So, like, you literally can't do it without their permission.
I still would have offered it forward because I know I could contact them if I had to, because I'm trying to just throw all of our options out there. So maybe this is a time for Bjorn to call the council for the first time on air. Actually, that's a good question. How does Bjorn, maybe this is something I can just choose on my own, but maybe you've already got an idea. How would Bjorn normally contact the council?
I mean, you have a number.
Okay. So it's
they
not,
they literally have a number.
Okay, I don't have to do like a ritual or anything because
no.
It's the 21st century. Okay, just making sure.
No, this you is the 21st like... century. They have a phone.
Okay.
I'm
You don't have to like slice your hand open with a knife and like do like a blood like blood spell.
I'm getting Doctor Strange moments. It's like, is this my mantra? It's the Wi-Fi password. We're not savages.
Yeah. Okay, so then So, that's literally the only options I can think of are round them up and kill them or round them up and send them home.
I'm on the send them home team.
Honestly.
Rounding them up is going to be hard, though.
Honestly.
Just to remind you guys, you can't see them.
Yeah.
Honestly, whatever works.
I normally. Oh, yeah. Bjorn's going to say that I normally just kill all the monsters. I normally don't have any reason to save them. Every once in a while I do just send them back, but normally I do not send them back. Especially because and then he kind of just stops talking. yeah. And that's
reasons.
All he says.
What reasons?
It's nothing to worry about. It's just my normal way of handling these things.
Henry.
And for you two, because you actually know this about Bjorn, just because you've heard my character creation way back when. One of their red tapes is no survivor. I forget what it's actually called.
Gotcha.
What is it actually called? But basically, like, I'm supposed to kill.
You have to kill him. Yeah, that's, yeah. I don't remember what it's called, but
yeah, take
you're supposed to kill him.
Is what it's called. So I'm supposed to kill all monsters, but I'm also in the situation where they don't actually have somebody here, as far as I know of, that's watching my business. So if I tell them it's dead, they usually believe it's dead. So because I'm kind of like, you know, I'm like basically one of their top agents, so I have a very high degree of trust with them, which is why I'm here alone. So,
that is
so anyways,
true.
So obviously Bjorn didn't say any of that, but he says, yeah, I normally just kill these things. And, I mean, we have the option to send them back if either of you is for some reason squeamish about killing any of these things.
I will say again, I do not care.
What was that?
I missed what you said, Wesley.
Just Henry looks around between the two of you and he just says, I will state once again, I do not have an opinion. Let's just get rid of them one way or the other.
All right.
Yeah, it's hard to like them when they almost drowned you.
Yeah.
Yeah, very true.
I'm kind of a bonded to Masa, though. I don't want to hurt him. What are we going to do with him?
It's up to you guys. All right, so I need to know your actual plan. What is your plan?
I think at this point, actually, with enough of the talking that's happened so far, Bjorn's going to turn to our Staley and Miguel nearby. Mostly looking for Miguel.
Yeah, they'd be nearby.
Okay. I'm going to go to Miguel and say,
I think
hey,
Miguel is in the same room as you guys.
That's what I figured. Yeah, I was going to say, so do you guys have any gear do you think might help us with this? You know, for... I don't know, you guys have a lot of monster hunting and capturing gear here. Do you think you have anything specific that might help us out?
And Miguel kind of looks at you for a second and he says, I mean, we have a wide variety of nets, if that's what you need.
Yeah, I think we need something pretty tough. Even though these guys are small, I'd want to make sure they don't get
They are made for hunting monsters. They're pretty tough.
Guys, what if we use a shop vac?
There's no shop vac in the world big enough for that. Their heads would not fit through it.
They just go along and suck them up into the tube, and then they go into the...
They have really big heads.
A magical shop vac?
If you want to make one.
Maybe a leaf blower. I don't know.
I don't think either of us have the skills to make that.
It would be really funny.
Shop
hey, Miguel,
sorry,
you happen to have a magical
shop
vac?
Of that sentence
vac.
Just hit me.
Although if we did make one, we would have to make that the title, the magical shop vac.
No, it would just be one of the quote polls for the week. What if we had a shop vac?
Magical shop vac, yeah. Anyway, so Bjorn's gonna say, okay, so then let's do this. We know we're gonna need to capture them, regardless if we kill them or not. So I think the plan needs to be, like Henry was saying, we open up the top and get them inside and then throw nets in on top of them so they either hold nets across the top so they can't get out. And then I almost feel like I have to have the portals as a backup strategy. I don't know how else I could. And there's just so many of them. Like, if we know we've got them all, I think we just need to send them back or find a way to kill them all in one fell swoop while they're contained inside the vat.
If the net is big enough, we could always lay the net in the bottom of the vat before they jump, and then pull it up.
Yeah, we're also assuming we're going to get there before them. You know, we don't really know what capabilities they have as far as getting past locked doors and whatnot. And they, for all we know, they could already be there since it's like a hot spot, so to speak. I think either way, I'm going to need to talk to Captain Holland, and I don't know if I could convince her to maybe clear the facility of the people who own it, or if we need to try and plan this thing for night, but I just don't feel comfortable doing this without at least giving her a heads up to what I'm doing. She's done right by me and given me leeway in the past. I think I need to do right by her on this one.
Henry just puts his hands up and he says, just be my guest. I'm not going to be the one talking to her. You do it.
Does Sammy have any objections?
Not right now. She's still kind of trying to mull it over and think of a... I don't know. Yeah, not right now anyways.
Yeah. So then Bjorn is going to say, all right, so I think before we get too far ahead of ourselves, I'll go give Captain Holland a call.
Okay, so you're going to call Captain Holland?
Yeah, do I have to go outdoors for that or can I do that from within the base?
You can do it within the base.
Okay.
They have ways of dealing with
it. I'll go step into another room so it's quiet, but I'll do it from inside.
Okay. Then you go ahead and call Captain Holland, and it's pretty late at night at this point. And she picks up the phone and kind of says, hello?
Hey, Captain, it's,
Bjorn. Yeah, I know. I have caller ID.
Oh, yes, yes.
Should your phone be working? I just realized.
Oh, shoot, you're right. Yeah, my phone doesn't work, so I would have had to use a different phone.
Yeah, because Wesley's worked, right?
I still
but
haven't
yours...
put mine back in rice yet, yeah.
Do you have, like, a backup phone?
Would I have a backup phone?
He's a secret agent. I would assume he has some kind of backup phone.
If you did, I don't think you would have it on you.
I was about to say, if I have one, it's not on me. It's back in my room. So I'm going to say for right now, I can't use my own phone.
Okay. In that case, you call her with maybe like Miguel's phone or something. And she recognizes your voice. Yeah. We'll say that.
Okay. So I say yes. So you said it was pretty late. Like how late?
It's like 9 o'clock.
Okay. I'm just going to say sorry for bothering you so late.
It's fine. I'm still at work.
Okay. I'm just going to cut straight to the chase. Cause you know that, or you probably are aware that I'm doing some work at the time being.
I'm aware. I'm not sure what you're doing.
So I just need to let you know that I'm going to need access to the local brewery, the one that's got that big vat of whiskey that they pull out for the festival every year. I'm going to be going there, and I just need you to be aware of it, because I don't want something to go wrong, and then you find out then. I'd rather you know ahead of time.
What? Bjorn, what are you doing at the brewery?
Mm-mm.
Do you trust me?
I don't know. I don't know a lot about you.
Do you at least respect what I've been able to accomplish so far?
I mean, most of what you've been able to accomplish is... I mean, I ended up with a lot of dead bodies while you've been here, but...
All I'm asking is that you trust that the people that sent me here sent the right guy who's not just trying to cause problems.
All right, roll manipulate someone.
Oh, boy.
Of course...
Did you not think this was going to end that way?
No, I knew it was going to end that way, but I don't know. 7.
Yay!
Okay,
just barely a mixed success.
So they'll do it, but only if you do something for them right now to show them that you mean it.
Uh-huh.
Holland, I love you. No, I'm kidding.
How many times do I have to tell you? She is old.
I know. I'm just like, to show that you mean it, what will... No, I'm kidding. No.
I will be your children's dad. No.
Is she old like a fine wine, or is she like...
I mean, she's a good-looking woman, but she's in her 40s.
I'm just teasing.
I'm sorry.
I mean, if that's what Bjorn wants to go for...
Bjorn's not interested.
Is Bjorn into older women?
No.
No?
No. At least not that much older. He's open to the idea, but not that much older.
So what do you do? What do you say to her?
So is this something that I'm just going to have to come up with? I know sometimes it can be either or, like you tell me something that they want or I just come up with something on the fly.
Yeah, I think this is something you're going to have to come up with.
Okay.
Because sometimes it's like, oh, you got a knife to their throat. I think that's enough. But no, yeah. I think this time you haven't really told her anything that would make her let you do this.
All right. You know how there's been problems with drunk people lately?
Yes, that's why I'm still in my office at 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, so let's just say I'm trying to cut off the problem at the source.
And you need the local brewery shut down to do that?
I don't need it shut down. I'm just gonna need to get in there when nobody's around.
Well, given that the parade is in 2 days, shutdown is about the only way that's going to happen.
I mean, it is 9 o'clock at night. How late is it normally open?
They're working long, long hours at this point.
All right. I hadn't expected that. Yeah, that makes sense then. I wasn't hoping for such a big, I guess commotion is the best way I can think of, a big to-do over all this. But yeah, I think I'm going to have to ask for your help in that matter.
And she kind of sighs, and then she says, well, honestly, this, whatever this is, has to be coming from somewhere. I've been thinking of getting everything tested, so yeah, I think I could convince a judge to have it shut down for a day. Is a day what you'll need?
A day will be more than adequate, I think.
All right. In that case, tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., it'll be shut down.
All right.
Okay. And she hangs up on you.
Whoa.
She doesn't like saying goodbye.
All right.
Also,
so then,
you make her life really hard, so.
Yeah, that's true. So then Bjorn's going to get off the phone and hand Miguel's phone back and look at the other two and say, all right, Captain Holland just agreed to help us shut down the brewery tomorrow starting at 9 a.m. So we got one day to do this. So I think that's our plan, is to go over tomorrow and I guess capture these things.
Nice.
How?
Well, that's you asking.
I'm still working on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, this is the time to decide that, so go ahead and decide it.
Is there any kind of role we can do for this, maybe?
What do you mean?
To, like, figure out if we can determine the best course of action?
No, this is a role-play thing. You gotta figure it out yourself.
I was gearing towards Hannah's guts role.
Oh. Hannah, you actually may have a couple of roles that might help with this particular area.
Do I?
I think so.
I don't think you've used it in a while, but I thought you had the trust your gut.
Yeah, you do have trust your gut.
Trust your gut, all that is to tell you where you should go.
Yeah. I was looking through your playbook, and it looks like you have, like, one move that might work. Fortunes?
I have fortunes where I can have a useful object ready.
And that is one that you have, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever used that before? Or is that just a move that...
I used it one time.
Okay. I think she used it in the very first arc. Like,
yeah.
Once.
Yeah, it reminds me of my Leave No One Behind move that I almost never use, except for, like, the last arc.
You used it a lot in the last arc.
Yeah, but before that, like, I had, like, totally forgotten that I had it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You also routinely forget that you have what does not kill me.
Yeah, I routinely
it's really
forget
important.
That one. Yeah.
Okay, so fortunes is have a useful object ready, be somewhere you are needed and just in time, take +1 forward to give +1 forward to another hunter, retroactively warn someone about an attack so that it doesn't happen. I think this is something you're going to have to do, like, during the encounter itself.
Yeah, it's kind of like a heat of the moment kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, actually, have a useful object ready. It could be something like...
And it might just be that she finds an item at the scene... So I think we need to, like, go in with a plan, and maybe when we get there, if things go south, she could try and get lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I think I'd save that, honestly.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right, then so I need then you guys
gonna,
to decide how exactly you're going to be doing
right,
this.
Right, so I think what the plan is going to be is we're going to show up, go inside. I think we're going to bring the nets with that Stanley and Miguel should have or say they have. And then I say we just, like, open the vat and hide and try and, like, have Sammy watch them coming. And then she'll give us a signal and we'll try and throw the net over the top of the vat and hope that the vat can contain them.
So Miguel and Stanley have several nets. Mm-hmm. They have two kind of small but, like, metal nets. Like, they're, like, chain link nets with, like, that are, like, really heavy. They have, like, steel balls on the end so they weight something down. So they've got two of those. They have two what are basically fishing nets that you like, if you've ever been, like, fishing for bait or something, you just, like, throw this net out and pull it back and it, like, closes in on itself. Mm-hmm. So they've got two of those that are made of, like, wire. They don't look like super, super strong, but they're made of like fishing wire.
Okay.
And then they have one basic like cloth net that also has like little steel balls on the end to weigh something down.
Kind of looking those over, I think Bjorn's going to pine and say, you know, we can probably take the two small ones with us in case we have any stragglers or some that get out, and we can use the two big fishing nets as like our main ones to use and like try and draw it tight over the tank once we throw it over the top.
There are three small nets. There are right, two made of metal and one made of cloth.
And we can bring the cloth one, but I don't really put much stock in that
cloth
one.
Cloth is not the right word.
Rope?
Rope.
Right. But anyways, yeah. Bjorn will
something
Bjorn,
like that.
Bjorn will say as much that he doesn't trust the
yeah. rope net. Okay, so you're only bringing the two?
Yeah, the well, four. The two small ones and the two
Yeah, okay.
Big, yeah. Do the other two agree with that assessment? Do they...
Yeah. I'm just upset because... My stupid prophecy thing, I'm supposed to kill them all, and I don't
oh,
want
shoot,
to.
Oh, shoot, yeah.
Yeah.
I just remembered that.
Yeah, you really
don't
want
to
kill them all.
I mean, hey, you can go off rails if you want, but consequence.
I'm going to keep Masa in my pocket. Don't tell anybody, okay?
Your pocket?
Well, I mean, there's no reason to bring him with us.
Yeah,
right
I was
now.
About to say, like, why would you bring Masa?
You just got find him another beer. He'll be just fine, man.
Yeah. By the way, he's like passed out now.
Oh, good.
He's
he can't
sleeping,
hear us talking
snoring
about how we're gonna
softly.
Kill all of his. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
In his little cage.
I'm sensing animal companion at this point. Percy.
This is a fully sentient creature.
Yes, I know. I know it's not animal companion, but I'm just thinking like, hey, Masa, can you do this? You have to bear. No, then no.
One last question I had, Susanna. You said when we did our research back in the last episode or two, basically like the way to hurt these things is to just hurt them because they're small, right?
Yeah,
like, they're
yeah.
Anything special, we can just...
Yeah, their weakness is booze. But other than that, like if you can get the, you can definitely draw them by having a lot of booze.
And obviously I'm seeing Masa passed out, so I'm thinking, you know what? If we just let them get themselves drunk, we could probably collect them and just end them, you know? And they'll be passed out at that point. They'll be pretty easy targets.
So are you proposing to kill all these creatures?
I'm proposing to kill all the ones that we're trying to collect in the brewery. Well, I don't really care how Masa referred to them, but like, did he say that he would know if we had them all? Because we might use him as like a way to know that we've captured them all.
No, he doesn't have any sort of knowledge
okay.
about that.
Okay. Then yeah, I think that we're just going to hope that we get them all... like kind of by rough numbers and then kill them all. So there's like a couple stragglers. We can deal with those as they pop up, but like if we can get like a huge amount of them, that'll significantly kind of reduce the problems, you know?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So
there are exactly 29 left.
So yeah. So Bjorn,
you guys don't know that, but just no, so you know.
But yeah. So Bjorn's just gonna be like, yeah. So I honestly think we can just, you know, kill these things once they're passed out. That should be pretty easy.
It's going to be an awful scene. Just going around with a hammer, splat. Splat.
I was thinking like just
awful.
Stabbing them with a knife, but you know.
Either way,
I mean, we could.
It still sounds really
they're
bad.
They're chaos.
Okay.
Like they're bad news.
Yeah,
they're
they
to
are.
Get people
they
to
are.
Hurt each other.
That's fair.
For the record, I think even Henry might have slight reservations about bashing them in the head with a hammer.
Okay.
But
Bjorn has no such qualms.
Well, I mean, I'm not like leaving them all alone. They're perfectly innocent, but wow. Anyway, do we want to try to lay a trail directly to the brewery or just hope they show up? Because if we want to, we could lay some kind of a trail between, you know, just like down the street some ways from there. And then if there are any of them around, one will know, they all know. That works how it works.
I mean, we can try it, but I also don't see how... I don't think there's anything stopping just a random person walking on the street and seeing free beer and picking it up. But it's not a bad idea. I mean, it could work. Especially since we're doing this... Well, we're doing this in the middle of the day. That's my only problem.
They have such a nose for beer. Who said you have to leave the whole beer out there? I'm just thinking, like...
Oh, okay, that's fair, yeah.
Like little shot glasses?
Yeah, I was like, that's
just
a trail
like
of
just
glasses.
Drip it on the ground.
Or just like splash it out there, and they'll be like...
Oh. We could set up a huge fan to like blow the smell of the whiskey out into the street.
We don't want to be too obvious, but I actually think that could
Hadron work. Hadron Collider size fan. All right, turn it on. Yeah.
Where on earth would you get one of those?
Yeah. So, yeah, but we're just going to say, yeah, I think that could work, Henry. I think bringing a couple beers along with us and just kind of pouring them out in a trail towards the brewery from, like, a main road could hopefully help us out.
See, I told you I'm good.
All right, so where are you getting all the beer?
And Stanley and Miguel have beer, don't they?
They do.
They had a couple other beer.
If you remember, Miguel was very, very unhappy about you wanting to give away his beer to one little monster. Never mind,
also,
lots of little monsters.
I'm also a salaried government employee. I think I can afford to just buy them some beer in return. Or, hey, I can just buy beer in town.
You could just buy beer in town.
I'll just buy beer in town.
It's going to look really weird because you're just going to walk in with your business suit and your sunglasses and be like, I need like 80 cases of beer.
At 9 in the morning.
I'm sure Sammy's dad has beer in her apartment.
Sammy could just steal all their dad's beer. He's in prison. He can't steal.
Either that or I'm just imagining the clerk's going to be like, on one hand, like, he's thinking, what would you need this for? And then on the other hand, he sees this absolute hulk of a dude in a suit with a beard. And he's like, I'm not going to touch this. I'm just going to mind my own.
Yeah, I don't need to know. It's fine.
I think Sammy will just clean out her fridge.
Okay, sure. And Bjorn will get some supplemental beer.
And
Henry cannot assist because he was raised proper and he does not yet know what this thing is.
He's not of age.
All right. So is that all the planning you guys would like to do? Is there anything else you guys want to cover before we move on?
That's all that I think that I can
do. The only thing that I think I'm going to do is Henry's going to go up to Miguel and be like, hey, I don't know if you heard, but according to Miss Sheriff, apparently my firearm is
Captain.
Not the... he loves mispronouncing her name, okay? He's not her favorite person. So... But basically, he asks Miguel. He tells him, you know, here's what went down, and I'm wondering... Would you, how hard is it to get the concealed carry or something like that? Anything that you have that could help me? Because she told me in no uncertain term that if I were to go around the streets with the weapon again, she would become rather, what's the word? Irate. That's the word. I'll use that one.
Yeah. Miguel looks up at you and he says, well, if you're talking about the permit... You're way too young. But if you're talking about, like, a holster, and he turns around and he opens up a box and then just holds it up to you, and the box is full of concealed carry, like, leather holsters.
Okay. Then Henry just goes through and picks one he likes. It's like black leather with, like, silver on it.
Of course.
Yeah. And then just to complete the deal, if it works, is I'm not talking like a major wardrobe change, but he's going to be like, hey, Miguel, this works, but would be rather obvious if I'm just wearing it on my hip. It's not really concealing anything. So
it is literally designed to go under your pants to conceal.
Yes.
Okay.
That's how the concealed carry holster
okay,
is.
My bad.
It is not visible.
Okay, specifically concealed carry holster. My bad. Okay.
You're good.
So then he just stands there and he's like in his head he's imagining like this is his moment where he on a Wild West set, you know, this is him where he puts the hat very dramatically, you know, in his head he's got theme music and everything going on while he's you know, he doesn't have the hat unfortunately, but he just straps it on and does that whole hands on hips pose, you know.
Like, look at me. I look
cool. Yeah, I mean, this is a big moment for him. He's got a gun and a holster to match it, man. He is feeling so cool.
How was he carrying around the gun before?
See, that's the thing.
Is it just stuck in the waistband of his shirt?
No, what he was going to do, I think, what I thought of was that he had it, like, behind his back under his shirt.
Just kind of
I'm pretty sure I said in the very first episode that we talked about the gun that it came with its own holster, but
yes,
whatever.
Well, I like this one better too.
It's fine.
It's fancy.
Yeah. All right, cool. So that's good. Sammy, are you, I assume, going home to go to sleep so that we
can
all...
I'm gonna raid my dad's beer fridge too.
Right.
Well,
right,
my fridge
right.
that my dad stores beer in.
Yes.
I could just imagine.
And and Bjorn, you're also gonna go home.
Yeah. Before I leave, I make sure everyone knows. Hey, let's meet at this corner of these two streets in West Thornvale.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that the brewery's in West Thornvale.
It is.
Okay.
Of course.
Then we'll just say hey, let's.
There's a winery on East Thornvale.
Is there going to be a Sammy magic conversation?
Can you let me get around to it?
I'm sorry.
Hey, guys. I hope you're having a lovely week whenever you may be listening to this. I just got back from a camping trip where we did an unexpected 12-mile hike, and I cannot move. As always, if you'd like to skip this week's ads, please go to 41 minutes and 50 seconds. That said, we only have two pieces of business to go through this week. First off, I would like to proudly announce that on November 22nd at 9 p.m. Eastern, I am going to be running the Fine Folks from the Top of the Round podcast through a Monster of the Week one-shot on my Twitch show. So if you'd like to join us for what promises to be an extremely fun game, you can follow the channel at twitch.tv/DragonKnightsOneShots. That's Knights with a K and the word one all spelled out. Up next, we have another really cool announcement. We are officially launching our Patreon on December 1st of this year. I'll be telling you more about the cool rewards that you can get for supporting us there in the next few weeks. But for now, I'll tell you that the main reward tier is going to be the $5 tier. For that, you'll get access to the episode a week early and also access to a special Discord channel just for patrons to talk about spoilers and stuff. Plus, when we hit our first stretch goal, we'll be launching an all-new show. It's going to be a Dungeon World game, and Andrew is going to be the DM. That's all I can tell you about it for right now, but we are super excited about it. For now, back to the show. So, as you guys leave, Miguel actually turns to Sammy and says, "Hey, Sammy, could I talk to you for just a second?"
"Sure."
Did Bjorn catch wind of this conversation happening, or did
you? You may have heard it as you were leaving.
Because I might have stuck around.
He would not want that.
Okay.
If Bjorn sticks around, Miguel sort of nudges him like leave, go away.
Then I would have I would have been at the doorway and turned and looked, and I probably would have left after that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Miguel pats a chair next to him.
Uh-oh.
Henry, I'm guessing, is not present for this?
No.
Okay.
Samuel very cautiously go sit down, but she's on the edge of the chair, obviously very tense.
And he notices you do that, and he says, "It's I just like to look people in the eye sometime, you know?"
"Okay." Her voice is really strained.
And then he's kind of smiling at you, and his smile kind of fades a little bit. And he says, "Sammy, Bjorn told me what you are. And I'm cool with it. I am. You're a magical creature. It's cool. You're just like us, honestly. But..." how do I put this? You're a giant beacon that says come eat me, okay? I like you, Sammy. You're a good kid, and I don't want to see anything happen to you. So I would like to offer. I want to train you. You're gonna have to use magic no matter what, okay? So I would like to train you, if you don't mind."
"Wait, so you actually want me to use the magic?"
"I mean, I want you to live. So, honestly, I think it's your only bet."
"Because literally everybody else is telling me not to use it, so..."
"Everybody else?
Bjorn? I mean, yeah. Bjorn is everyone, yeah."
"All right,
Hold on a second. I know we didn't roleplay it, but did I actually say that?"
"No.
I don't think I said you couldn't use it."
"No, I don't think so. She just doesn't want to say about her mom."
"No, he didn't say that."
"No." And Miguel kind of looks towards the door and then kind of rolls his eyes and he says, "Look, I appreciate Bjorn's opinion, but I've been around the sun a couple more times, and I think I know a little better on this one. You can listen to who you want to, but I think that learning magic is the only way you're gonna be able to survive out there. Just think about what happened with the Wendigo. We almost lost you, Sammy, and I don't want that to happen again.
So these monsters, they're attracted to me because of the magic. Why aren't they attracted to other people like you who have magic?
Your magic is different. It's not drawn from the rift directly, but it's not the same as us. We can hide, for lack of a better word. You can't. And it's just the way you're made, you're closer to it than we are. I mean, maybe 1,000 years ago, Dragon Knights would have been... The rifts would have been drawn to Dragon Knights, but we're not directly created from someone that had rift power, and you are. Even filtered, it's still delicious for the rifts.
Delicious, wonderful.
You're tasty, Sammy.
Doesn't say that. Sammy, like, visibly relaxed a little bit now that she knows that she's not gonna get like the the same talk that she got before. And she's like, I'm gonna have to think about it. I really don't know what to think about this whole magic thing to begin with.
And he kind of nods his head and... Are you sitting with, like, your hands in your lap or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay. He reaches out and puts his hand on the arm that he had to cut the ooze, the black blood out of. And he says, just think about it, okay? I'll be here when you're ready.
Yeah, I will. Thanks.
And he says, sleep tight.
Try.
And you go home, I assume.
Yes.
Having lots of thoughts.
Yeah, lots of thoughts.
So many thoughts. All right. So everyone is in their bed at night, and it's finally... You guys have been running around like a chicken with your head cut off, like, all day.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we have.
So I imagine you guys are just going to pass out, like, immediately.
Yeah, like, Bjorn gets back, and he, like, puts his phone... He gets some cheap rice from the store and, like, tries to save the one phone, but he's ready to use the backup one if he has to. And he gets rid of yet another suit and gets ready to use another one from the closet the following day. But, yeah, he's just chilling back at his place.
Yeah, and all right. Henry is there, and he... I'm drawing this from personal experience, but he gets back and his phone at this point is sufficiently repaired. So, or not repaired, I mean, through the rice deal, but he's so darn exhausted. By reflex, he goes to turn on the phone and he looks at the screen and it lights up and he's like, cause normally he would mess about with it for another 2 hours before actually sleeping. But in this case, he's just like, looks at it. He's just like, no. Puts it down, just quits. Because
Too tired. Today.
Yeah. Is Bjorn still stalking Oliver?
I would imagine.
Yeah, that's like my nightly routine, is just double check, make sure routine. He hasn't posted.
I thought it was your morning routine, but okay.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah, that's probably something I would have done. No, you're right. That was my morning routine.
Yeah.
So tomorrow
or
morning,
nightly,
morning.
Or nightly and morning.
You haven't seen anything. He just seems to be
tonight,
doing stuff.
Tonight... I would say, like, for the past week, I've probably been trying to see if I could find anything on that mark on Sammy, because I'm curious.
Oh, okay.
I know that she's, like, a witch child, so I don't know. Bjorn doesn't know what to think. I mean, the circumstances were that it seemed like she didn't know what she was, right? And that's why we were talking. So, like, I don't really know how to process that. Like, I would have thought that any... group she was a part of was for a specific reason, so I don't really have anything to go off of based on her reaction. So he's just trying to see if he can find the symbol first, because that's really his only clue, if I remember right.
Yeah.
He found the picture.
Yeah. You found a picture with a guy talk with a notation that said a known monster hunter, if I remember correctly.
Ah, okay.
So I think tonight you're probably not going to be able to find anything in particular.
Okay.
But you keep looking. I'm sure it'll come up eventually.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
And maybe you can ask. Maybe you'll make me roll.
You can just ask.
Maybe.
Yeah, Bjorn's just going to come out and ask her. Yeah, that's definitely something Bjorn would do.
Yeah, no. You guys are very secretive people.
Yeah.
She just threw Bjorn under the bus to get away from talking about her mom.
Even though she doesn't know, I guess he deserved it for getting her car impounded.
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
But she doesn't know that. I do.
Yeah. All right. So you guys go to sleep, and it's a couple of hours later, and it is pitch black outside, and Sammy, you hear something that wakes you up. When you sort of get up and you're kind of like looking around in your bed, and you hear a faint noise at your window.
I'll get up and see what it is.
Okay. So you have like blinds. Anything. Do you want to like open up your blinds?
Yeah.
And we said that you're on like the second floor of an apartment complex, right?
I don't know if we said what floor, but that, yeah, she does live in an apartment complex.
Okay. That's always just kind of how I imagined it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you get up and you open up your blinds real quick, and you don't see anything there.
I'm going to think back and know that Miguel encouraged me to use magic and try to use my third eye to see if I see anything.
Okay, roll a really bad situation.
Okay. That's sharp, right?
Yes.
Okay. An 11.
Ooh. Okay. So you get to ask me 3 questions. And because you used your third eye, I will say that you do notice there seems to be like a faint aura like outside your window. You can't quite tell, like it's just like outside. It's so faint you can barely see it.
I don't like this. read a bad situation.
Hello.
What's the biggest threat?
You don't notice anything that seems like a threat specifically, but like you can't see anything. If there was a threat, it would probably be like outside.
Are there any dangers we haven't noticed?
There's nothing that you can see.
Oh, you're gonna make me go outside.
I am not gonna make you do anything. It's like outside of your window. Your window opens up onto like one of those like railing, like fire escape things.
Mm-hmm. Can I open up the window and peek outside?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I'll do that. I'm gonna open up the window and look around.
Roll cool at -1.
Ah!
Oh my.
No! I still have 1 question to ask. I'm just gonna put that out there.
You could save it. And I don't think you do.
-1. Okay.
Well.
It's a 5!
Ooh. So, your hand is grabbed.
Oh my.
Your hand is grabbed. Your shoulder actually dislocates with the force that it takes, and you get pulled out the window, and suddenly you are free falling. You fall. And you land out the window. You immediately take 4 points of harm, and your wrist breaks as you land.
Wow.
Sammy, something jumps down on top of you. You see a flash of serrated teeth. And that's where we're going to have to leave it this week.
No, nuts.
Oh, gosh, no.